Now, verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Now, this is the great white throne. And this is what men mistakenly call the general judgment. But it's general only in the sense that all the lost of all ages are raised to be judged here. All the saved have been raised in the first resurrection. And that's made clear here, that even the tribulation saints have part in the first resurrection. This is the second resurrection. And these are raised here for judgment. The lost are raised to be given an equitable, fair, and just evaluation of their works in respect to their salvation. I said to a man on his deathbed right here in Pasadena years ago, I was asked by his wife to visit him, and he says, "Preacher, you just don't need to talk to me about the future. I'll take my chances. I believe God is going to be just and righteous and let me present my works." And I said, "You're right. He is just and righteous, and he's going to let you present your works. That's what he says he's going to do." But I says, "I have news for you. At that judgment, nobody's saved, because you can't be saved by your works. When you stand in the white presence of the righteousness of God, your little works will seem so puny that they don't amount to anything at all." My little grandson brought into his grandmother the other day some flowers that he'd picked. And I want to tell you, they were a sad-looking bunch of flowers. And with great pride, he gave them to his grandmother. And his grandmother patted him on the head and thanked him for the lovely flowers. And when I looked at that scene, I couldn't help but smile, but I also immediately recognized how solemn it's going to be when a lot of these goody-goody boys are going to stand in the presence of a Christ they've rejected with their little bitty bouquet and expect that he'll be a grandmother to pat you on the head and say, "What a smart boy you were." My friend, this is solemn and this is serious. You need a Savior to stand into his presence. You need to be clothed with the righteousness of Christ. Don't you know we are sinners? We are lost. We're in a world of it. We like to compare ourselves with other people. "I'm as good as the Joneses down the street." Sure you are, but you ought to know about the Joneses. It was Samuel Johnson that said, "Every man knows that of himself, which he dares not tell his best friend." You know yourself, don't you? You know things that you've covered up and smothered that you wouldn't have revealed for anything in the world. Well, the Lord Jesus is going to bring them out at this point. While you are presenting your little bouquet, he's going to tell you about yourself. You need a Savior today. Now, will you notice, this is the great white throne, and the holiness of this throne is revealed in the reaction of heaven and earth to it. They roll up as a scroll. The one sitting on the throne is the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, how do you know? "The Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. And he hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and they'll come forth, they that have done good." Well, what is the work of God? To believe on him whom he has sent. Those are the ones that have done good. They've accepted Christ. And then they come forth unto the resurrection of life. That's the first resurrection. We've talked about that. And they that have done evil unto the resurrection of what? Of damnation and condemnation. That's the great white throne judgment.